Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best in prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them a good one till they get angry and threaten him with a shotgun. Tells all the guys that need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes a flip all the switches. Camera top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality, so turn up the sound and enjoy the calamity. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Welcome to Mr. Dabalina's wonderful world of prank calls. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina. That was MC Lars doing the intro this week. Thanks, MC Lars. I can't believe we have an international celebrity doing our intro now. That's just crazy. You know, back in the 90s, I used to trade prank call tapes with MC Lars, and we would mail each other cassette tapes through the mail because not a lot of people could store things on their computers. Not a lot of people had much storage on their computers. Hard drive space was hard to come by still. And that's just what we did. We traded prank call tapes together, just all kinds of random groups around the country, around the world. Those were the days back in the mid-90s. Speaking of that, though, would you like a digitized copy of all of mine and Lars's prank call tapes from the 90s from a bunch of different groups, like the Seattle Phone Pranks, the Phone Heads, the 976 Girls, the Drew, some Roy D. Mercer, some Ball Busters? I made a huge prank call torrent back in 2020, and it is probably the biggest collection of prank calls anywhere. It's got tons of albums, tons of shows that people do live. It's like 30 years of prank call archives all in one torrent. You should go download that at phonelosers.com/torrent, because you like pranks, right? Today we're going to hear nothing but pranks to people who have violated the drought orders of California back in 2016. I think it was big news at the time that certain areas were under strict orders not to use up a certain amount of water. I don't know what the certain amount was, but I just made up stuff. And I called up residents of California and told them to knock it off with their crazy water usage. And I recently pulled a bunch of pranks out of one of those shows. So this is stuff you may not have heard before, unless you were listening to the Snowplow Show way back in 2015.
Hello.
Hello, Margaret?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the water company.
Yes.
And we've gotten some reports that you've been overusing your water.
What water company are you representing?
The California Water Company.
Oh. Overusing our water?
Yeah, they're saying you've been filling up your sink all the way to the top when you do dishes and taking long showers.
Okay, who is this who says this?
Oh, well, just neighbors have been reporting.
That is impossible. None of them knows anything, and besides, they're stupid.
They're wow, she does not like her neighbors.
Hello?
Hey, you damn hobo, you don't hang up on me. Do you want to get your water shut off?
I can hang up on anyone I want to, and I think that you are a scam artist.
Well, I can shut your water off, and we'll see who's the scam artist.
Hello?
Hi, Christine?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey, this is Dave from the San Jose Water Company.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. We've had several of your neighbors report that you've been overusing water, and you're aware we're in the middle of a drought, right?
Of course, we don't overuse water. What are they talking about?
Well, several people now they've reported they've seen you out there watering your lawn and washing your car.
Never. You should see my car. It is ridiculously dirty.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Well, I don't know about that, because we sent someone by, and they said it was really clean. We sent someone from our office here just to check things out.
Are you sure you've got the right house?
Yeah, definitely.
I have a blue PT Cruiser sitting in the street that's covered with bird poop. I have a Subaru in the driveway that is covered in dirt.
Yeah, well, if that were true, I would say, wow, you're disgusting, you're a hobo, and, you know...
It is true. You want me to take pictures and send them to you? I'd be happy to.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you have the pictures of before you washed it with the water from your house.
No, I'm sorry. Are you totally, are you really, really accusing me of actually misusing water?
Well, it's not me. It's your neighbors.
Is this like one of those radio show jokes?
Of course not, ma'am. No, I'm from San Jose Water Company. Well, I'm just, we just make this is just a courtesy call just to let you know you need to cut it the fuck out. and conserve water like the rest of the state.
Did you just
like
really use the F word with a customer?
The F word? No, I didn't say the F word.
It sounded like you did.
I think you're hearing things.
Sounded like you told me to cut the F out.
Oh, I would not. I'm a Christian, ma'am.
Well, good.
All I'm saying is you need to cut it out and stop filling up your pool and whatever else you're doing.
We don't have a pool.
Taking long showers. I can see your bill here, and it looks like you're overusing water.
My husband takes showers at the gym so we can conserve water.
Well, that doesn't conserve water. Are you an idiot? It's still our water. I mean, the gym's in San Jose, right?
Yes, but it's not coming out of our allotment.
Oh, so you're trying to...
It wouldn't show that... I mean...
You're trying to fool the system and get the gym in trouble for using up too much water.
No.
But you're still wasting water. It's still from the same place. It's.
You know, I'm going to assume that this is a crank call. Let me have your name, please. You said your name was Dave?
Yep, it's Dave.
Okay, Dave. And your last name?
Gerbel.
Spell it, please.
Gherbzq.
Wow, that's quite an interesting last name.
Okay,
and how can I reach you?
I'm foreign. Excuse me for being foreign.
Oh no, it's like I play these solitaire these word games like Scrabble.
In between wasting water, that's what you do.
What's your phone number there, Dave? Please,
it's on your caller ID.
No, I want you to tell me specifically.
Well, I don't feel like
it. You.
I don't feel like I should have to talk to someone like you about my phone number. People like you wasting water and filling up your swimming pool in your backyard.
I don't have a swimming pool.
Oh, no, we did a flyover in a plane. We saw the swimming pool. I mean, know you probably cover it up normally, but we caught
right.
you.
All right. Well, if you saw the size of my backyard, you'd know there is no way there would be a swimming pool.
It looked very green. Very green in your backyard, like you've been watering every single day.
There's actually no lawn in the backyard. It's all hardscape.
Whatever. And the neighbors say that...
What is your number, please?
You've got a sprinkler, and you've been, like, running through it in a bikini.
Okay. Who is this?
This is Dave from the San Jose Water Company.
Yeah, you sound more like Tom Pravassi.
Oh, crap. She figured it out. Hang up the phone. Hang up.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Dudley.
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the California Water Company.
Yes.
And we understand you've been overusing your water at your house.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. We're in the middle of a drought, and you can't do that.
What are you talking about?
It's not a laughing matter,
ma'am.
We're
way under our allotment.
But, no, you've been... We know what you've been doing. You've been turning back the water meter, so we can't tell.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, we know all about...
That's the silliest thing. Who are you?
It is not silly when you do that. That affects everyone in the state.
Oh, stop it.
We're in the middle of a drought.
We have never turned back a meter.
Oh,
now, who are you?
We have photographs of you turning back the meter, ma'am.
We do not.
We are on top of things here. We know about scammers like you.
Oh, you are a liar.
Oh, I'm the liar.
What is the matter with you?
Why would I lie about this? I just work for the water company.
Why? Don't ask me. We are way under our allotment.
Oh, I know why you're under.
We have never turned a meter anywhere. What is your name?
You can't just turn your meter back like that, ma'am.
What is your name?
I already told you. My name's Roy.
I want your last name.
Well, I don't
call a water company.
Oh, you've got the water company on the phone right now, stupid. We're talking.
Don't be ridiculous. What is your last name?
We're already talking. What do you mean? Why do you need to call us back?
What is your last name?
Well, maybe I don't feel like telling my last name to a scammer.
Scammer?
Yeah. It's a scam when you turn back your water meter.
Okay, I'm going to call a water company right now.
Good.
Hello,
Albert?
Yes.
This is Dave from the San Jose Water Company.
Yes.
And we've gotten several reports from your neighbors saying that you've been using too much water and you've been filling up your swimming pool and stuff like that.
And I don't know who told you that. I don't even have a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, right, because they sent us pictures of you filling up your swimming pool, like several people from different angles, different neighbors. So we know.
Do you want to come? What's your name?
We know you've been filling up your swimming pool, so you need to cut it out. You're not in any trouble. We're just letting you know you need to cut it out.
No, I want to ask your name.
My name is Steve. You know, our city, our state's in a major drought here, and you need to just respect
Steve.
The water
Steve,
company's orders.
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
Giorgio. Hey, Steve Giorgio, if you want to come to the house, I welcome you to come over.
Okay.
And look at my swimming pool, which you will find out I don't have a swimming pool.
Well, you just said to come and look at your swimming pool, so I think that means you have one.
No,
so,
well, I'm
nice
telling
try.
You, if you think I have a swimming pool, you can come over and look.
You're not being too slick there, Albert.
You live in here in San Jose?
Yeah, yeah, I'm with the water company.
Okay, can you come over?
I don't think multiple neighbors would make reports about you if you weren't really wasting water. They say you're just out there all the time watering your flowers and your trees, and they say you have a sprinkler.
I don't know what neighbors, what address do you have?
They say you have one of those sprinklers, and you're like always running through it in your swimming trunks.
What address do you have?
I'm not giving out personal customer information. I'm just saying that you need...
No, what's my address?
I can't tell you
address.
That. I don't know if you're really Albert. All I know is you need to stop using up all of our water. Save some for the rest of us, motherfucker.
Hey.
You know?
You're not very professional.
Well, at least I'm not wasting water. At least I'm not filling up my swimming pool in the middle of a drought. Who does that?
Hold on a minute. Okay. I just want to get your name.
I've already told
you. Your last name?
It's
Steve what?
Google.
How do you spell that?
Gooble. And then another L.
Okay, Steve Google. Yes, I don't know. I'm going to call the San Jose Water Company. I don't know what position you have there.
Well, I'm calling you. You don't have to call us. I'm calling you to let you know to cut
yes,
it the fuck out.
I don't know if you're from the water company.
Well, why wouldn't I be? What are you talking about?
The way you talk, call me a motherfucker, you know, and all that.
Well, as far as we're concerned, you're not a real customer because you're going around wasting water when our state's
in water. I don't even have a swimming
pool.
Serious trouble. I don't even have a swimming pool.
Yeah, well, you probably got rid of it because you heard that your neighbors tattled on you.
How can you get rid of a swimming pool?
I don't know. I'm sure you figured out a way.
You sure are crazy.
Oh, you're crazy. You're the crazy one, wasting water.
Well, you know, I'm going to call back this water company.
Good.
And,
good.
Report you.
We're going to turn off your water. You're just going to have to truck it in from out of state or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call your water company.
Good. I hope you do. I'm going to shut off your account, and you're just going to have to get your water elsewhere.
Hello?
Hello, Robert?
Yes.
Hey there. This is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yes.
And we were there earlier this week reading the meter, you know, and our employee says they saw that you had hooked up a hose to the fire hydrant down the street and were using that to fill up your swimming pool.
I have no idea. That's crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, no, he took pictures. He took pictures and everything. And we know
well,
that.
What's the address you're calling?
80 Lane.
I have no fire hydrant hooked to a swimming pool. That's insane.
Well, not currently, but you did a few days ago.
No, no. Where is even the fire hydrant they're talking about?
Okay, well, I'm not.
I can't even picture a fire hydrant near my house.
I know you ran it through a neighbor's yard, and you kind of went down the street with it.
This is insane.
I know it's insane. It's stupid. I would think in that neighborhood you could afford water.
Yes, I can. I've never. This is the most preposterous thing anyone's ever accused me of.
Okay, well, we have pictures.
I can't even picture where a fire plug is in my neighborhood that I would use.
Oh, you're a horrible actor. We know you did it, and we have pictures and everything, so you can't do that.
Come over and show me the pictures. Come on over.
Oh, we will. We'll be there in 10 minutes, motherfucker.
Who is this?
It's Roy from the water company.
Roy from the water company just called me a motherfucker?
Well, you're being a motherfucker. You're stealing water from our fire hydrants. That's for fires.
I am not stealing anyone's water. Is this a crank call?
No, of course not.
Well, I'm mortified. I don't know what to tell you. If you want to come over and show me pictures, I'd be happy to look at
You don't sound it. Mortified. It's almost as if you're a bad actor.
Well, I've never been accused of anything this preposterous before.
Well, you just never got caught before, but you finally got caught.
I wouldn't even know how to connect a hose to a fire hydrant.
That's something that someone that would do that would say. It's not that hard. You just look on the internet. You can buy the adapters and stuff.
Do you have a number at the water company there where I could call you back I know who I'm really talking to?
Just look on your caller ID, smart guy.
I don't have that. Can you just give me the number at the water company so I can call the water company?
You don't have caller ID.
I don't have caller ID.
That seems as unlikely as your dumb story about not stealing water.
Fine. Just give me your phone number at California Water, and I will call you, and we can continue the conversation.
Why can't we just talk right now? We're already on the phone. Why do you have to complicate things?
Because you're wasting my time. I don't believe you are who you say
you are. Why don't you just look it up?
Look, if you're not going to give me a phone number I can call you back, I'm going to hang up.
Hang up. I don't care.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hello, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that you can't do Halloween decorations. That's against the rules. Hello? John? He hung up. That's weird.
Hello?
Hey, I don't know why you're hanging up on me. I'm just trying to tell you that Halloween decorations are against the rules.
I didn't hang up on you. We got cut off.
Oh, no. You hung up on me. I could tell. I could hear you rustling around with the phone, and then it hung up.
Well, I'm here now. What's the problem?
Maybe you kicked the cord out of the wall or something. Anyway, yeah, you need to stop doing Halloween decorations. It's against the rules. No, it's not funny. You can't do that. We're in a drought. You can't do Halloween decorations when we're in a drought.
Who the hell are you?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Dave who?
No, I'm Dave McDaverson.
And where do you live?
Oh, I don't have to tell you where I live. Why do you want to know where I live?
Well, I think this is a hoax.
What kind of hoax would this be?
I have no decorations out there.
Oh, you did before. You had them on Halloween only, but we still noticed. We drove around, we took pictures of everyone that had decorations up.
You gotta be kidding.
Of course not. No, and you're not allowed to do Christmas either. It's just because
Huh? What are you talking about? This is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. It's basic rules, and we usually let you
what
do...
What is your last name? I want your last name.
I already told you it's McDaverson, but
McDaverson.
You're not allowed to do Christmas decorations either, because we're in a drought. Okay?
I should have hung up on you in the first place.
Like, you already did. You hung up on me earlier. Hung up. Pretending he didn't hang up. Whatever.
Hello,
Marianne?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Steve from the San Jose Water Company.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten a few complaints from your neighbors saying that you've been overusing water. You've been out there watering your trees and your grass.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I
come on.
My water's turned off.
Come on. This is just a courtesy call. I'm just being nice and calling you up and asking you to cut it out.
Cut out what?
What you've been doing. We have, they've sent pictures and everything of you guys out there washing your car. And
who is this?
Filling up your swimming pool. This is Steve from San Jose Water.
You are kidding me. This is a punk, isn't it?
No, of course not.
Well, first of all, I don't have a swimming pool. Secondly, I have fake grass.
Like the Brady Bunch?
No.
You got the AstroTurf?
No, huh?
Like the AstroTurf stuff?
No, it's good stuff. Like,
well, why would you put water on that?
I'm not.
You don't have to lie, ma'am. We have a voice stress analyzer on this line, and I can see on my computer here that you're lying.
Who is this?
This is Steve from San Jose Water.
Steve who? Okay, I'm being punked.
What does punked mean? I don't understand that term. What does that even mean?
Joke. It's a joke.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Well, look, you can deny it all you want. I just wanted to let you know that you need to cut it out.
Well, how did you get my number and what's the address?
Well, several of your neighbors have reported you guys for using up water, and we have a drought in the state.
What's the address that you're calling that they're reporting this from? First of all, I don't have a pool. My water is turned off. My landscaping water.
We know about people like you. You hide the pool under fake grass, your astroturf or whatever. So when our helicopters fly over, they don't see it.
Okay. That's pretty funny. All right.
Yeah, real funny. Water shortage in California. That's just hilarious.
Why do I get things every month saying, thank you for conserving your water?
Well, we send that out to everyone. It's not a personal letter, dummy.
No, you don't. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for wasting everyone's water so the children can't have anything to drink. All right.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yeah?
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be there tomorrow morning and we're going to drain your pool.
I think you got the wrong phone number.
Oh, no. Is this
No. I hope you're not going to drain my pool. No, this is Mindy, 47 Drive. You want to reach the...
Oh, yeah. That's the right address, 47. Yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow morning. We're going to drain your pool.
No. Wait. I never request you to drain my pool. Why?
Oh, no. It's because of the drought, and you're not allowed to have a swimming pool filled with water in the middle of a drought.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So? But we don't use any water. We don't use a pool. Why would you drain my pool?
Well, it's completely full right now. We came by and checked, and we saw that it was full. So we're going to come, and we're going to drain it all away.
Wait. When did you come by and check?
We came by in the middle of the night.
When? Who allow you to go into my property?
Oh, no. They snuck in the middle of the night just to check, because we're allowed to do that. We're with the water company.
Are you serious about this?
Yes.
You must be joking, right?
Oh, no, I don't joke,
you
ma'am.
You must be joking, right?
No, I'm a Christian. I do not joke.
No. You are not joking. I mean, you're not allowed to go into my company. I will call the police. Go to my house, okay?
The police will work with us if you don't let us into the yard.
No. Then get the police here. You're not allowed to come. All of my neighbors have a swimming pool. Why would you go to my house?
Well, we're draining your pool because you've been overusing your water allotment. You're in a lot of trouble, ma'am.
I'm not using over my water allotment. I'm still the same. Last month, I used less than one.
Oh, that's
are
not...
You talk, what are you talking about?
That's
are
not
you
true.
Me?
I show here no. on our records that you used over 4 last month.
Over 4 last month?
Yep, over so 4. So
no, it's not.
So
I don't have to pay any extra, and I don't even use my pool.
Well, that's fine.
The pool is there.
You can't.
Don't go in and destroy my property, okay?
You can't.
You're not allowed to come into my property.
We're coming
that
to your property. Oh, we're coming.
Huh?
We're coming to your property.
What?
We're gonna remove your pool. We're gonna empty your pool.
Are you kidding? I'm gonna call my lawyer.
Oh.
You are joking, right?
You can't fight the water company. We're with.
Why not? I mean, why are you the one who drained my pool? How about my are you going to drain everyone in Atherton?
No, just the
are
people,
you kidding me?
Just the ones who violate the water allotment. Will you stop yelling at me? Just the ones that violate the water allotment.
Stop, but I'm not using water my allotment. Are you talking? Show me the law that's saying that you are authorized to go and drain people's pool.
Oh, we know the law.
Show me the law.
You said you
go in here and show up with that. No, it's not.
You said
this is outrageous.
You said you don't use the pool anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, it's not. But I don't want to damage my pool.
Oh, it won't.
I don't want to take it out.
It won't damage it.
And it's not. You're not allowed to do so. You come.
No, we won't.
You show me the legislation that you're allowed to
oh, we have the proper registration. We'll bring it with us when we drain your pool tomorrow morning.
No, it's not. You're not allowed to come in my property, okay?
Oh, yes,
are
we
not.
Are. Yes,
okay,
we are.
Okay, that is period.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Marsden?
Yeah?
Hi there. This is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yes?
And And I just wanted to let you know that our water meter reader was out there the other day, and he saw that you guys had hooked a hose up to the fire hydrant down the street, and were using it to fill up your pool.
Oh, no, I don't have a swimming pool. You've got the wrong address.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. They're at a one no, avenue.
We do not have a swimming pool, I'm sorry to say.
Well, they were filling up it wasn't an in-ground pool. It was just one sitting in the yard. And then they had barrels they were filling up. You can't do that. You can't fill up barrels.
No, we did not do that. Goodbye.
Well, we know you did,
ma'am. What do you think you're doing, calling me up and accusing me of something like that?
Well,
you're
we know
nuts.
You did it, ma'am. We took pictures and everything of the hose going up to your house.
You're a screwball. Goodbye.
We know all about your scam.
Hello?
Hello, Ernest?
Yes?
Hey, Ernest. It's Dave from the San Jose Water Company.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we've gotten a few complaints about you overusing your water to water all your trees and stuff.
I don't water the trees.
Well, why are your neighbors all sending in anonymous complaints then?
I have no idea whatsoever. Check my water use. You're more than welcome to.
Well,
I turned off the water probably well over a year ago. I mean, my lawn was just gone to hell, and kind of come back a little bit green, but I have no idea.
It seems unlikely that multiple neighbors would be reporting you.
Well, maybe because they just see that it's their tropical plants, maybe, and they just assume. Well, I have no idea, but you're more than welcome, Dave, to check my water usage.
Well, one of the reports, this guy next door, he says that he saw you washing your car.
Oh, that's bullshit. I haven't even washed my car in months.
Well, why would he say... And
are you sure that this is... Are you got the right number?
Definitely, yeah. You're on Link 19th Avenue, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and they took a picture of you washing your car.
Oh, and, no, I'd like to see that.
And we could see in the background you had a swimming pool.
Huh?
You had a completely full swimming pool in the background of the picture. So we know it's you.
Is this a joke?
Of course
are
not.
Is this a joke?
No.
Are you joking?
No, of course not. I work for the water company.
This is a joke.
How is it a joke?
I don't have a swimming pool.
I think you using up the water in California when we're in the middle of a drought, that's the joke. And you better cut it out.
Excuse me. Your name is Dave, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give me your last name, Dave?
For what?
I'd like to follow up on this.
Well,
this is,
I'm not
this
the one on
little,
trial.
This is, huh?
I'm not the one on trial here.
This is not a this is a crank call.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
Is
that just your defense mechanism? You just have to say it's a prank call.
I mean, are you saying that I have a swimming pool? I don't have a swimming pool.
You know you got caught, so you just have to make up and say, "Oh, it's a crank call." People like you disgust me.
You're fucked up, dude.
Hey, don't curse at me. We'll shut your water off right now.
Okay. Let's take care of business here then. If this is a real call, I want either a badge number or some way to identify
a
that you have called me. Huh?
I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker. All I know is you need to stop doing this because we're in the middle of a drought.
Wait a minute. You can't swear. I can't swear at you. You can swear at me for no good reason.
No good reason. I have a good reason. It's because you're being a motherfucker and using up everyone's water. You need to follow the rules and stop using so much water. God
damn it. You asshole.
Hey,
you motherfucker yourself. Go check my fucking record before you call me.
I don't have to check shit. And I'm turning off. Okay, he's gone. Hi, everybody. This is Mr. Dabalina. I'm sorry you had to hear those horrible words from that man. He kept saying the shit word and the fuck word and the motherfucker word. That's just what the kind of people who steal water talk like. There's nothing we can do about it. I'm sorry, everybody. I'd just like to take a moment here and let you know that if there is a water shortage, which chances are we're probably going to have a lot more of those in the near future, but when the next one happens, there are so many ways to conserve water. You can just flush your toilet once every 3 days. Just let the poop pile up in there. Let it
mixed up with your spouse's poop and your kid's poop, it's okay if your poop gets all mixed up. It's not that gross. It just keep the lid down. You don't have to look at it. And do your dishes not in the water. Just do them while they're dry. Like, you know how you wipe your butt with toilet paper and it's all dry? I mean, God forbid you're not using a bidet in these trying times, but just do your dishes like that. Do them completely dry. Wipe them down with paper towels and put them back in the cabinet. It's fine. What are you, the Queen of England, needing your dishes to be all perfect? They're just gonna get dirty again. If wiping your butt with a dry cloth is good enough for you, then doing the same with your dishes should be too. And if you have a fish tank, just fill it up a quarter of the way up to the very top of the tank. Just fill it up about a quarter, maybe an eighth of what the tank size is. Fish don't need to swim vertically. They're just fine being horizontal. That's why their bodies are horizontal. Just give them a little puddle to swim in. They'll be fine. This public service announcement's been brought to you by Mr. Dabalina's wonderful world of prank calls. Thanks for listening, everybody. I still have a few more of these calls to play, so I hope you're enjoying them.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Kessler.
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve from the American Water Company.
And, yes.
We've had some reports from your neighbors that you've been overusing your water.
What?
And we just need to let you know you need to stop doing that, or we're going to have to fine you.
Who is this?
My name is Steve from the American Water Company.
What are you talking about?
You've been overusing your water. You've been watering your lawn, washing your cars. Just letting you know.
We have not washed our cars. We don't wash our cars. We take our cars to a car wash.
Of course you're going to say that because you're being confronted about it. And it's fine if you want to lie to me. But if you keep doing this, we're going to have to shut off your water or send you a fine.
And you know what, Steve? We have a well.
Oh, you're full of shit. Look, just stop overusing your water.
Listen, don't you ever call me again.
You don't have a well, ma'am.
Hello?
I will call you again if you keep overusing your water. And you know what?
It doesn't matter. Listen, jerk. You have no right to call me. You don't even know who I am. Where do I live? You don't even know where I live.
Of course I do. You're on Drive.
That's not the way you pronounce it. I don't know who you are.
Oh, sorry, but I don't live there.
But listen, all I want you to do is stop calling this house or I'm going to call the police. You have no right to call me. You have no right in the
world. You have no right to overuse water. We're in a drought, ma'am.
We have a well. Are you deaf?
That doesn't give you the right to overuse water. The whole state's in a drought.
And we have never washed our cars. You have no idea what you're talking about.
You have too washed your cars, you liar.
Now you're calling me a liar?
Because I know you've washed your cars at some point in the past.
I have never washed my car here, ever.
Well, you said you never washed your car, period.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Alexandra?
No, this is her sister. She's just stepped outside. Who's calling, please?
This is Steve from the California Water Company.
Okay, and is this a, what are you calling about?
Well, we're just calling about your swimming pool.
She doesn't have a swimming pool.
Oh no, we know that you've put an above ground pool in the back. We have pictures.
You're wrong. There is no swimming pool here.
Well, I know you probably have hidden it because of the drought and everything, but we just need to let you know that it's illegal to fill that up. So you better not be filling that up.
Who the heck are you? Wait a minute, there is no swimming pool here.
Okay, well yeah, you don't sound very convincing. Nice try though.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm from the California Water Company, and you guys are over your allotment for one thing.
What are you even talking about?
The allotment for water. We're in the middle of a drought. Have you not heard of the drought?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have no idea what you're talking about, because if you come and look at her property, there is no swimming pool here.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, by the time we get there, you'd probably disassemble it and hide it somewhere. But we know there's a pool there, ma'am. You don't have to deny it. I'm just saying you better not fill it up.
You are out of your mind. You know what?
I'm out of my mind. I'm not the one wasting water in the middle of a drought.
There is no...
California's in serious trouble right now with this water issue, ma'am, and you're just filling up swimming pools and...
There is no swimming pool here.
Yeah, I heard that lie the first seven times that you told it, but...
I honestly...
Is your sister there? Maybe she'll be more honest with me.
Okay.
And I like how you say I honestly, like you're being honest. That's a good one.
You know what? You are being so rude because I don't care if you have a drone flying over this house. There is no swimming pool.
Oh, we have better technology than that, ma'am. We know there's a swimming pool. So you need to pack that thing up and don't even think about filling it up.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker.
Wait a minute. Who are you that you would swear at me like that?
I can say anything I want because you're a bunch, you're wasting water and we're in serious trouble right now.
This is a guy, he says he's from the California Water Commission, and you have a swimming pool and you're hiding it and you're wasting water and you're above your limit, and he just calls me a motherfucker.
On my phone?
Yes.
Are you answering my phone?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. This is Steve from the water company.
Yes.
And I never said any of those things that she said. I don't know what she's talking about. I was just calling to let you know that you're over your allotment.
For what?
For water. You're only allowed to use so much water, and you've.
And what is our allotment?
You've gone double over what you're supposed to use.
What is our allotment?
You're allowed to use 3 gallons per month.
How much?
3 gallons.
3 gallons?
Yeah, 3 gallons per month. Does that seem unreasonable?
What is this about? Who are you?
I'm from the water company, ma'am. So you're going to sit there and laugh at me for telling you what your allotment is? All right, she hung up.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Morton?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Roy from the California Water Company.
Yes.
And one of our employees were there reading your meter a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
And they saw that you had a hose connected to the fire hydrant down the street, and you were using it to fill up your pool. Well, you did a few days ago. I just wanted to let you know that's not allowed. You can't do that. It's illegal.
We did not do that. I don't know who did that.
Well, so it was going right into your backyard. Why would someone else fill up your pool?
I don't know. We did not do that, though.
Well, that seems unlikely that someone else would do that for you.
I don't know who did it. We were in Tahoe last week. When was this?
I was on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, our pool service guy came today. We fill our pool from our faucet out that hooks up to our pool.
Well, you're not allowed to do that either because we're in the middle of a drought.
Yeah, but we're not filling anything because it's been raining. Our pool's full.
You just said you fill it from your spout.
During the summertime, we do.
Okay, look, you don't have to deny it or anything. Just stop doing that. You can't just plug a hose into the fire hydrant and fill your pool.
Is this a joke? Is this like a comedy thing?
No, of course not.
Can I get your name and number, please?
Sure, it's Roy, and my number's on your caller ID.
Okay, we have not... Do you have the correct... It's 11 Avenue?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the right address. Yeah, we just need to let you know not to do that anymore. I mean, come on, you can afford water, I'm sure. Or are you just worried about going over your allotment?
No, we didn't do that.
Yeah, well, every time we catch someone doing this, they say they didn't do that.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna have my husband call you back.
Okay.
Hold on, let me check my caller ID and make sure I have the number because we did not do this.
Well, your husband probably did it.
I was home all day on yesterday and Wednesday.
Probably your husband did it.
My husband wasn't home.
Well, one of you had to do it.
How? I don't even know how to work the fire hydrant. I wouldn't even know. Was it like a green hose?
Yeah, like a garden hose. Yeah, we have pictures and everything of the hose going right up to your house.
Can I schedule a meeting to see the pictures?
No, they're mine and you can't see them.
Who is this?
My name is Roy from the California Water Company.
Okay, I think this is a joke and a prank call.
No, it's not a prank call, ma'am. Look, you're not in any trouble. I'm just saying, why don't you stop doing that, you damn hobo?
Hold on, let me check my caller ID. Hold on for a second.
All right.
Can I have your number so I can call you back, please?
Well, it's on your caller ID. Just learn...
Roy, please give me your phone number.
Well, it's on the caller ID. Just look at your caller ID. Are you going to say you don't know how to work that either? It's like you don't know how to work a fire hydrant. Hi, Mrs. Moracle?
Yes?
Hi there, this is Roy from the water company, from California Water.
Uh-huh.
And were you aware that somebody was hooking up a hose to your water spout and stealing your water this past week.
What?
We caught a man hooking up his water hose to your house and putting water into a truck.
Are you serious?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Where was he doing that?
Outside
the gate or inside the gate?
Oh, he was inside the gate. Yeah, he had a hose hooked up and he was stealing water from you. Our guy that reads the water meters, he saw the guy and called the police and everything.
When did this happen?
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
And they arrested the guy. It turned out it was Tom Selleck, the guy that used to play Magnum PI. He was stealing water from your house. This is Roy from the California Water Company.
Oh, is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't joke, ma'am. I'm letting you know that they're probably going to want you to testify in court and everything against Tom Selleck.
How would Tom Selleck have gotten inside my gate?
I don't know. He used to be a private investigator, so maybe he knows how to lockpick. I mean, I saw him do some crazy things on that show.
Okay, thank you.
Well, ma'am, I need to give you the court date and all that.
Okay. You know what? Can you send it to me?
Send it how?
In the mail.
I'll just text it to your home phone, okay?
Okay, I can't receive texts on my home phone, but...
Oh, no, you can. It works. You'll see.
Okay.
I'll send them in just a minute. I'll send you the court documents and the arrest report and all that.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello, Constance?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve from the water company, from the San Jose Water Company.
Uh-huh.
And we need you to stop overusing water because we've gotten several complaints about you, and we know you've been overusing water and stuff.
I have not.
Oh, yes, you have. We have. Your neighbors have been reporting you for overusing the water. They've been keeping an eye on you. They say you have...
I don't think you have the right number.
Well, this is Constance at 18, right?
I'm always under my allotment.
Yeah, but they say you've got a bedroom-sized water reservoir inside your house that fills up an entire room. You've been hoarding water.
Oh, give me a break.
No,
who
no,
are you?
You don't get a break. You have to be just like the rest of us and conserve water.
And I am, and what you're saying is totally untrue.
But it seems like you're
carry out my bath water every day and water my landscaping with it. So tell me again what your name is.
Well, are you taking really large baths?
No. What's your name again?
My name is Steve.
Steve what?
No, that's incorrect. But
Steve,
ma'am,
what is your last name?
We just need you to stop hoarding.
What is your
stop
last
hoarding
name?
Water. That's all we need. Just cut
what
it out.
What is your last name?
It's Who. H-O-O.
You're full of shit. Leave me alone.
What? That's going to do it for this episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I hope you've enjoyed these calls about the water drought. I know I sure did. If you'd like to hear more episodes of the World of Prank Calls, you can find those at worldofprankcalls.com. And if you want to listen to the show that these calls originally came from, that would be the Snowplow Show, my other podcast that I do, which you can find on snowplowshow.com. And most importantly, if you just like prank calls in general, not only should you be downloading that torrent over at phonelosers.com/torrent, but you should be listening to live prank call shows every single night of the week at prankcast.com or wherever else you get your live prank call shows from. We're going to end this episode with a song by Redbox and the Chili Peppers, which is not really related to this at all, but the song mentions water, so that's good enough for me, I guess.
I moved into my new apartment at the end of February, surprised to find out that the water was free. The lady in the office says it's included in the rent. Use it as much as you want. I had their total consent. Now I'm saving extra money on the monthly expenses, filling up my bottles of water as fast as my sink dispenses. I flush the toilet 7 times every time that I pee. I may as well, it helps my local water municipality. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. I bought a fountain for my living room, and man, it is beautiful. It's nearly 8 feet tall and has a full working waterfall. I ran the water lines through the walls under my bathroom sink. It runs 24 hours a day and hardly ever even leaks. I have a black market shower head for better pressure while showering, which I leave running all the time, making the bathtub self-cleaning. I've got free air conditioning using the ice from my fridge with copper tubes on a fan wrapped around the front of it. But running the fan all the time used up too much energy, so I'm using a water-powered turbine just to keep the fan spinning. And cooling the ice from the freezer made my power bill higher, so I've made another turbine using parts from my dryer. With a water reservoir hidden out on my balcony, I'm piping water through a generator for free electricity. I flush trash down my toilet to save money on garbage bags, which is really convenient because it's such a long walk to the dumpster, man. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And I know the landlord would have a fit if he knew I ran my washer for the hell of it. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And I wish I wasn't on the second floor because water's leaking from my reservoir.
Excuse me? You installed what on your wall? Are you insane? Why would you do that? You've done something that I've never even heard of in my entire life.
I've got a dam in my kitchen that can power my oven and runs my KitchenAid mixer at the push of a button. There are tracks carrying water that just go on forever, running all over the walls. It looks like something by MC Escher. I'm selling bottled ice water at major sporting events, making more than enough money than I need for my rent, quenching the thirst of the fans, helping them deal with the heat. I'm giving the Aquafina man a fucking run for his money. My brother-in-law is paying me $50 to fill his pool with 25,000 gallons of water, but when I'm not building a model rainforest in my bathtub, I'm mailing bottles of clean water all the way to Africa and doing scientific experiments with foil and gallium, mixing them carefully with water so I can make hydrogen. I hope my city doesn't mind losing their water monopoly because I've applied for a permit to start my own water company.
Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And the clothes I'm wearing now are really clean because they're in the washer almost constantly. Free water every single day at Opu Apartments in Green Bay. And it's been fun trying brand new things like full-scale model ice sculpting.
I've never heard of anything so ludicrous.